Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's the No Bromo Podcast. Welcome to the latest, newest episode.
Why you be so excited?
I don't know, bro. I always do that, bro. I hate it, man. I haven't talked to you in a long time, too, man. Usually, we catch up throughout the week and stuff. We know we'll chop it up. But I ain't talked to you in a long time, Twan. I must have got your nerves last time we talked.
You really did. Oh, you know what? You know what it is?
What?
I really don't like to move at the drum of anybody else's beat. You kind of put me in that position, like, nigga, move when I say move. And I've been going with it, but it's cool.
Oh, so that's why you're trying to, like, hold out so you can, like, you know, like, you run the game, stuff like that?
I don't want to run the show. I don't want to run the game. If we're doing this, together. That's all I'm saying.
Of course. Yeah, that's cool, too. But, you know, just, like, I just be want to put out some content for these folks, because these folks
at 10, 11, and 12 o'clock at night, like, I don't have man in these streets, but it's cool.
But that's the time I'm like the most creative, because I got a little baby, so my son keeps me running in the day, and then at nighttime I'm free, you know what I'm saying? FYI, right.
And then on the other hand, I work during the day and I try to, you know, take care of home at night, but that's for another
whole
conversation that I don't want to have with you.
A whole nother show. That's a whole nother episode.
So how exactly? How have you been?
I've been good, man. I've been you know, I didn't tell nobody, but I was out of work for like 4 to 5 weeks, man. I mean,
and I'm a good friend. I'm a really good friend.
You didn't tell nobody neither. Also,
nope. It's nobody's business.
Nope. And you looked out for me a couple times. So
we don't even have to go there.
I know, but hey, man, you are a very good friend, man. That's why I appreciate people like you. In my life, bro. Well, not people like you, but I appreciate you. appreciate you. But yeah, man,
behaving myself. I've been keeping my Mondays open. I ain't been starting the drama on a Monday.
You have been really good.
Because it's like, people don't really understand. Like, I be doing it playing ha ha kiki, but the backfire be real. And the off social media be a whole nother topic,
I'm in a better place in my life right now, man. I'm happy, man. It definitely was a slow 4 weeks for me, but to be back on somebody's job site permanently is just a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
That was up to me.
Because I be going through the trenches, but then sometimes I always think, like, I can really be out here without a job.
Oh, that's the worst thing.
Being stressed on the job, and it's like, you get it, you be like, man, fuck this shit. But then reality is like, hey, nigga, that car you got outside ain't gonna pay for itself.
Bro, how about I had been working for, like, temp services, like, in them 4 weeks? Yeah, like.
What kind of work were you doing?
The worst. I mean, today I finished it off. They had me building boxes today. Like, nigga, I was building boxes, and I was like, I am so ready to leave, because I had found out I had got my job, my full-time job, in the middle of my workday.
Good.
Yeah, I found it out today. So, like, in the middle of the workday, they called me. They was like, hey, you good? We just need you to go do this. The drug test, boom. And, you know, we'll see you on Monday. And I was like, oh, yes. So I finished up building my last box, and I walked the fuck up off that job. I was like, all right, y'all, I ain't got to keep building these boxes. I can get back on my damn forklift. So it feel good, man. Real happy, man. I haven't been doing the best stand-up of my career lately. The stand-up was very bad for those 4 to 5 weeks. I'm hoping that this job bring me back some confidence to bring that swag.
I think it will. But,
yeah.
Like, a side note, a question about comedians. Like, I know a lot of comedians personally. Like, I feel like y'all go through the worst shit ever and still are able to make everybody else smile and laugh. Like, what's your go-to when you're not your best?
Man, you know what, man? My go-to used to be talking to my best friend, but now it's just like, I'm still trying to find my go-to. I thank God it hasn't been serious drugs. You know what I mean? Like, hard drugs.
Will you consider me a best friend?
Yeah, no, I would definitely consider you. I would definitely consider you one of my best friends. I would definitely consider you one of my best. I don't talk to a lot of people, Twan. No,
I agree with that. So why you be so mean to me in public, and then you be trying to be nice to me, like, when we're not in public?
Oh, no, hold on, bro. I'm nice to you, bro. Like, I'm don't do that, bro. I'm nice to you, bro. Don't do that.
People see how you treat me, Jet.
Yeah.
People see how you treat
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they know it's just fun and games, man. But man, yeah, you're definitely one of my closest friends, man. I definitely gotta give you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a lot. I can count 10 friends, and that is very, very small. You know what I'm saying? For a 31-year-old man.
Shit, you said 10. You've got more friends than I would ever even consider having.
I mean, look, 10 friends. I would say 10 friends. I can't even say 10 friends. Like,
that's a lot.
I mean, when I say friends, though, I mean some of my family, too. Like, some of my cousins I consider, like, my friends, too.
Okay, in a sense. Okay, yeah, in a sense. That's understandable.
I would say maybe, like, and out of those 10, maybe, like, 4 of them, maybe 5 of them are cousins. And then the rest is, like, you know, you, Zachy, Jonathan and Krishna. What'd you say?
The squad. I don't know any of these people, yeah. So I just call them the squad.
Yeah, they really like some really close friends that on a personal level that I talk to and I deal with. Well, yeah, man, I just been taking it. What's up with you, bro? Like, what's going on, man? I seen you in a club the other day with Pork Chop. Like, I seen you in a club with Pork Chop the other day.
And I'm trying to reconnect.
Yeah, I'm not. All right, about the Wi-Fi. We're going to split it up anyway. So we can
before
take a pause.
The last thing I heard you say was you were naming a friend. You saw me in the club?
Yeah, let's go from this. I'm going to split this anyway. You know what I'm saying? And I'll do a commercial break. All right, ready, set. Yeah, the last time I saw you on social media, Twan, you was actually in the club with Pork Chop. Is that the OG?
Bitch, you got life all the way.
Hey, I had a laugh.
You got life fucked up, bitch. I would be by myself before I could even consider even thinking about Pork Chop in that way. So there's this place, yeah, because he's a Lauderdale legend. Like, who wouldn't pass up that opportunity if you from Lauderdale?
Was Pork Chop in the place that you're about to tell us about?
Yes. So the name of the place is called Brittany's. Man, I've been there every Wednesday. It is really it's the place to be on a Wednesday night. They do karaoke. Bitman Kelly is the DJ. I don't know why he literally sits down and DJ. That's a conversation I gotta have with him on the side. But
why you what?
He sits down and DJs. I don't understand why he does that.
Well, I understand. But he's Bitman Kelly, so he gotta be the DJ now and DJ. You think you wanna stand up for 4 hours holding all that shit up? You sit your ass down too and take a break.
So stupid, but yeah. I don't know. It's really, it's like the vibe is good, and it's grown folks. When I say grown folks, like the 45 plus crew, like they really have a good time.
That's real. I like crowds like that. I'm not really into the young 25, 24 year old 20 crowd, man. Them kids don't know how to act, man. Matter of fact, I want to ask you about that. Did you see that picture of that chick? She posted a picture of her son. He had on a bulletproof vest the first day of school.
Was that a real thing? Because that's an outfit.
I mean, it's an outfit. It wasn't a real bulletproof vest, but it's just the thought of you sending your child to school in a bulletproof vest, like it's a fashion statement. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool, dog. And
I don't like it. I saw one of my barber friends. Shout out to Claudie. He wore that one day, and I thought he looked rather stupid. And
yeah, that shit. I didn't like it. Out. That shit is some old 50 Cent get rich or die trying shit they got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wears that, bro? Like, I would never have to send my son to school in a bulletproof vest. Like, and then the mom was like,
upset.
She was like, my son went viral. My son viral. Like, bitch, your son is viral for the wrong thing.
So you that explains why, okay, that, because sometimes when you say certain stuff, I'll be like, oh, Lord, here he go again, starting with another comedian. But so that explains the thinking behind the whole thing about black people going viral, but ignorance and negativity tied to it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I don't beef with comedians, bro. Like, I mean,
yes, you do.
I tell a comedian what it is. There's a difference. And what
all
I'm
right,
telling,
Trina.
I'm just saying. And what I'm telling, man, she's so stupid. And what I'm telling the comedian, what I'm telling the comedian, bro, it's never like out of like hate. It's out of like real. Like, I don't like that fake shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell you straight. I just got on the podcast with you just now and said, man, I've been having bad shows.
Right.
So if I'm telling you I'm having a bad show, I've been having a bad swing of shows, what makes you think I'm going to sit up here and lie to a comedian and be like, hey, man, you funny. Hey, man, you a rich. No. I just got off stage. I had a bad show. I see your set. Why are you so happy? Why are you happy? You know what I'm saying? Like, You have no reason to be happy, sir. Like, you're awful. You should feel, you should come sit by me.
You should. I was just about to say, maybe I should sit next to each other.
Yeah, and find out what the fuck we got to do to become funny on stage.
Right.
And it's so crazy because I can go have a show and the crowd will be like, oh man, you're so funny. He's so funny. But to me, I'm like, nah, I ain't even saying all I wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still stuff that I'm still trying to work on. But that's another episode that we'll discuss on the next one, man.
Yeah, but I can't believe you actually tried me with the pork chop thing, though. But I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you have that one.
Can't believe you took a picture with pork chop and posted it in the club. Like, I don't.
He a legend. That's the only nigga in Lauderdale that don't holler at every, that literally has hollered at everybody, mama or auntie.
Bro, I used to.
To this day.
I never had a conversation with pork chop. How does he talk?
He regular. Ain't nothing wrong. He's probably just like a horn dog.
I thought something was wrong with poor child.
You did what?
I always thought something was wrong with him.
You think so? My auntie said she think he a little slow.
Yeah, I mean, for you not to think poor child slow, you gotta be a little slow. something gotta be wrong with you.
You not to think poor child a little slow, that means you a little slow.
you like, nah, he seemed normal to me because something wrong with you.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Yeah, he be like, what's up, babe? You got, yeah. Hey, you got $5. Hey, you got a dollar? I guess, man, something wrong with him.
But poor child be having looking clean though. He be having a verse cut and everything. He looking real clean. Yeah.
Well, you know what? One of my friends used to, well, I know this guy that cuts hair, and pork chop would show up to the barbershop and they would cut his hair. So I know he get free haircuts. Mm-hmm.
That's real. See, I need to start walking around like I'm crazy. Give me something.
Yeah, tweeted him would always cut pork chop hair.
Yeah, I need to go get me a little free haircut around this motherfucker. Haircuts are expensive. Man.
Nah, you talk to your mouth too slick for somebody to do something free for you.
I talk too slick.
Your mouth way too slick.
Yeah, that's why I ask somebody to do nothing for me neither though, bro. That's like, he ain't my friend. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah.
But right.
Glad you could.
What are we talking about, man?
Today's topic is why do people think it's okay to not be okay?
Why do people think it's okay to do what?
I don't know. It's just some shit I was just saying, bro. No, I don't know, bro. Shit,
no. What was the question? Your phone went out.
I said, why do people think it's okay to not be okay?
Why do people think it's okay to not be okay? It is okay to not be okay. I think, in that sense, you kind of can, that's some time that you can kind of reflect and then get yourself together. Like, yeah, figure out what the hell going on and snap out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to actually be working towards trying to get yourself together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and that's the way that you're explaining it makes it a little bit more
sense.
Difficult. Right. It makes more sense, but a little bit more difficult to answer.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's not okay to be not okay if you're not doing nothing about it.
Hey, you know, I've been going to church.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
Hey, I've been actually going to church, like, for real, for real. Like, I open my Bible app and I go over the verses with the pastor and everything.
How far is the church from your house? Because you keep talking about how small it is.
Bro, the church
your
is
church
so...
can't be smaller than my church.
I bet my church is smaller than your church. How many rows?
I doubt it.
How many pews y'all got in there? How many rows?
We don't even have pews. We have chairs. We got fold-up chairs at my church.
Oh, yeah. Your church is definitely smaller than my church. Your church is dead. Yeah, I guess I got to be more grateful because my church, we got
yeah,
like
you got
six rows.
So, yeah, at least y'all have pews. Humble yourself. We got to put our chairs out and put them up after service.
You having church at somebody's house, sound like.
Literally.
This sound like.
Literally.
Nah, man. I go
it
to,
is. It was a duplex. They just knocked the wall down.
I go to a real church.
But you can praise God anywhere.
Yeah, you definitely right. can. You definitely can. I like my church, man. I just don't like
right.
the way.
Literally.
My pastor kind of like, he preach on the obvious. You know what I'm saying? So
like day-to-day stuff?
Nah, it's just like last week we had a couple in there. So he was preaching on couple stuff and trying to predict whatever that couple going through. But I'm like, hey, man, look, I'm not here for that, man. I'm here for... I want to hear about something else. Like, everybody not in no relationship. You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to hear about what I need to know as far as, like, my lane. Like, the week before that now, the past week, I went to a Spanish church the week before that.
A Spanish church?
Yeah. A real Spanish church.
You're playing with God.
How? Bro, it's the same God. He's just a different language.
So you sat through a whole Was it Spanglish or was it all Spanish?
It was an entire service of Spanish preaching. But the thing is,
so what did you get out of it? Although it is the same God, what did you get out of it?
That God was trying to tell me to be patient and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just be patient. Yeah, because it's not just like when I say a Spanish church, I mean like it's Spanish, right? But what they do is they give you these headsets and they translate.
So there's a translator in your head, in your ear.
Yeah. Yeah. But the pastor is Spanish. So he's up there preaching in Spanish, and there's a woman in your ear saying, "But God loves you. God wants you to do better. That's always what he does. So turn around and show God that you are a true warrior." And I was like, damn, okay. So I wish they start making like the translator have a I wish the translator was a dude instead of a woman. So it kind of matched the pastor preaching. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting up here watching the pastor preach in Spanish, but I'm hearing a woman in my ear telling me what he's saying. And I'm just like, damn, we need to, it ain't really going together. Y'all need to get a male translator, but you know, teach us on, man. But I like the church, period, man. I'm watching the pastors everywhere I go. I'm learning from them, because you know the pastor is basically putting on the show too.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait till we can sit and have a conversation about some of those guys down here.
Oh, some of those pastors?
Mm-hmm.
Man, pastors are crazy worldwide. My dad used to be a pastor, man, and you know, just like some pastors use they teaching for like sex and like manipulation and stuff like that.
Right.
Like he would manipulate you financially, you know what I'm saying? So you'll give a pastor your money, thinking he's a good guy. You're giving the pastor your money, and this nigga been ran off on you with your money. Like, hey, the pastor.
No way.
Yeah. And I started realizing that's what he was doing. He was using the church as a way to get to you. You know, you'll trust the pastor. You gonna trust the man of God. You know what I'm saying? Who you look at as a man of God? Who you think is a man of God? You gonna trust him? But yeah, man. Shoot, man, that I understand that church thing crazy, bro. You gotta kind of like find a church that make you feel comfortable, like you know getting closer to God. You feel me?
Like for real, that I do agree with.
I wish I knew the name of my church I'd be going to. I don't even know the name of that church. I just know how to get there. My church so close.
You're sick.
My church so close. I can't even miss a Sunday. My pastor might see me outside. That's how close my church is. Pastor might drive by and be like, "Hey, boy, you been there today?"
It's so stupid. How's the kid? How's Jace?
Jace is good, man. He's bad. I gotta watch what I say around him.
Yeah, you gotta watch what you say. And I can't tell you how to raise your kid, but
gotta watch
people, I just want you to know, people be judging you on the flip side of social media. They're like, why is Jet giving his baby honey buns and pizza and M&M's and cotton candy and ice cream and brownies and cakes and cookies and pies every day after school?
That's what if I don't give him that stuff, he get mad at me. I gotta give that to him. Every day he want a honey bun. That's why he's so big, man. That people, I don't let people raise my baby from over the online. You know, people be inboxing me when my son's hair ain't done. They be like, "Why you ain't comb his hair?" I be like, "Bitch, why you ain't comb
really?
His hair?" Yeah, like
come see on, stuff like that get people. That'll get their feelings more than hurt.
Dog, this one girl was in my inbox. I was like, "You're not gonna braid his hair?" I was like, "Girl," like.
But then sometimes people do stuff just to start a conversation too.
Yeah, I know. Maybe want to be slick. Right. But I don't be tripping about that shit, man. You know, a lot of these folks be looking for attention. They don't get attention at home from their significant other. So they just, you know, they be in your inbox saying this shit, saying little stuff, man. Did you listen to the last episode we recorded?
I did. I thought it was like 80% me and 20% you. So today I'm like, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Say what you got to say. Get it off your chest.
Yeah. So
I'll just sit back. Right.
I kind of figured that was my turn today too, but it's all good because the next episode we do is going to be even better. Hey, you know, we got a lot of listens on the last episode.
Yeah, people like us.
Yeah, I checked the account, man. We had like $2.37.
When we hit $5, we going somewhere,
though. When we hit $5, man, we finna turn up, man.
I don't know where we going, but we going somewhere.
We got it, man. Really, I was waiting till we get to like I can't wait till we get to like a band. You know what I'm saying? You already know what we're doing with the band, Twan.
What is a band equals?
$1,000.
Oh, wow.
Guess where we going with the band, Twan?
Somewhere I probably don't want to go.
Exactly.
Don't even say it.
The strip club.
No, I'm good. You can have that.
Okay, I'm gonna take your $5 and I'll take your $5 and we're going there.
Right.
I'll stand for you, bro. That'd be fun. That'd be real fun, man.
So but it should be exciting. I think the crew is headed. We should be all planning on coming back to Atlanta. I don't know when, but soon.
Nah, Labor Day weekend, ain't it?
Nobody said anything yet.
Well, listen, when you come Labor Day weekend, we gotta record a live episode with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody that's coming. What people don't understand. I have a friend named Bam, and he's my friend, but I real life do not get along with him.
How you don't get along with dog? Bam had a club turn, and that's what I meant to tell you too. We had went to Iguanas, man. I had the best time.
Yeah, I really did.
Oh, that shit was so fun, man. I ain't had that much fun in a long time, mm-hmm. dog. And that was a real good time. I mean, I stopped thinking about everything, dog. I was just in there just vibing, having fun, man. For a moment, man, I looked at you, I said, man, 20 straight. And then you started jamming the song. I said, oh, nah. I said, this ain't right, man. Let me get up out of here, man. This ain't right.
No, that Sunday was like old times, cause
yeah,
that's how we all met. We all met like just hanging out at Mahogany Grill. Like,
yeah,
you was doing your comedy thing, and it was probably like 20 of us, but now it's probably like a good 8 of us that still stay connected, and we still have a good time. Like it's 20 of us together.
It was at Mahogany Grill, and everybody started kicking it.
Yeah, it all started on Twitter. This was like 2009. It all started on Twitter, and we used to link up at Mahogany Grill.
And Mahogany Grill, that shit used to be fun, dog.
Mahogany Grill.
That's where y'all learned all my jokes. I was telling the same jokes every week too. That is crazy. That Mahogany Grill was fun. They need to bring that back, man. I don't really mess with those comedians that I used to mess with at Mahogany Grill.
That's, you don't mess with anybody. Sometimes I be sitting back, I'm like,
I
be wanting to say something, but then at the same time, I don't want to say the wrong thing, and I don't want to overstep my boundaries. But sometimes I be like, oh my god, hit you again.
But you gotta realize how these folks be doing me, like, bro, like they be doing.
Yeah,
me
I'm in the same situation, but I always remind myself, like, God would not have given me a gift if he's not going to use it. So I always remind myself, is like, why should I create more enemies? Like, I already got people gonna hate us anyways just because.
Yeah.
So it's like, why go out and create more when you already got what you need that's gonna keep you motivated anyways.
Yeah.
I just feel like I need more allies than anything. I need more people to say, you know, Twan on his shit, Twan this, Twan that, versus, man, this nigga don't. This, not that it would really matter, but I always feel like you need more. You just win when you just win more when you do good by people and don't really pay too much attention to the negativity, because it's gonna be there anyways. But when you put light on it, it's like, okay,
yeah.
So I'm already shining. Problem. So why would I take my light off of me and put it on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my problem. And Brad used to always tell me, he'd be like, hey man, you ain't really gotta say nothing to nobody. Just don't worry about them. Like, you ain't gotta say nothing to people about stealing jokes. None of that. They ain't got nothing to do with
right.
you.
Right. The worst feeling that somebody can have is when they have a problem with you, and you don't address it. That's like somebody's like you having an argument with somebody. When you're done, you're done, and they want to keep going. They're making themselves really mad because you're done. It's like they still saying shit, but you're not responding, which is making them even more bad. So once you say okay, like literally just mean okay. Even if you see somebody or see some shit that you don't like, make a mental note, like, okay, I'm really not fucking with this shit no more. I'm not fucking with this nigga no more. I'm not fucking with this hoe no more. And it's that. Man,
you know what made me like blackball a lot of comedians and stop rocking with a lot of comedians from South Florida? I did a show down there, and I fell out with the promoter, and you know, the comedians didn't know the promoter. They only knew the promoter because of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they was so like greedy and so like they need something going on, instead of them falling back and just being like, all right, Jet, well, we ain't gonna rock with him because we know how he played you. So we gonna just keep rocking with you because, you know, we loyal to you. Man, they switched total sides and went to the promote, and I was like, wait a minute, hey, what the fuck? These my friends. But I ain't got no money to bring in who the promoter can bring in. So when they all switched sides on me, it just rubbed me wrong, man. And I mean, these guys was like saying stuff like, oh man, I can't fuck with Twan. Twan did that. Oh, I can't fuck with Twan. And then you look on Twan's page and they're like, hey, Twan, I can't wait till your show. It's going. I'm like, wait a man.
Bye. Right. Like, what?
Like, bye,
yeah, I don't play those kind of games.
Yeah. And that's 99% of the time, that's what's happening with me. You know, I deal with people and I might fall out with somebody over some serious stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I might tell you the story. And I'm telling you, Twan, what happened. And you knowing what happened. And I'm showing you this is what happened. And you still go rock with them. Well, I can't rock with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't rock with you. I can't rock with you like that no more. And then I'm going to tell you about it when I see you. Or if I can't see you, I'm going to say it on the internet. I'm going to be like, boy, this comedian right here is a real F nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really rock with you no more. You know what I mean? Straight up.
I'm just, sometimes I just really sit back and just like, I just thank God for the way that my life has been orchestrated. Even though I have up days, bad days, good days, all that, like my life is orchestrated in a way that I couldn't even imagine, bro. I have family that I can depend on, and I have a few friends that are like family. Outside of that, I really don't deal with people. And I think where I'm going, I won't really have to deal with a promoter. I won't really have to deal with you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's gonna be somebody out there that's gonna be handling that. In a sense, it will help me keep my face clean and keep my relationships intact. Because then if I have to intervene, then I can get in front of whoever's handling that. And it's like, okay, now I'm here. You're dealing with me directly. This is what I'm asking for. This is what it is, A, B, and C. Because obviously you were giving her a hard time or giving him a hard time because you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel you, bro.
So I wish, so thankful, man.
I wish that I could be in that position to not even have to open up to people. You know what I'm saying? I know one day it's coming.
Right.
It's coming. It's coming. And it's gonna be a moment when I have to step back and really like be humble when it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna
I can really visualize like us, like, cause I've been doing 2360 January 8th of May, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And for the whole almost 2 years I've been talking about doing the show live somewhere. So I can literally see you doing a set before I come out with whatever hot topics we talking about in the topic of the night. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna happen, man. But I just want to say this: like, I know God not gonna put me in that position until I'm able to get this off my heart. So when I do see those guys, it's not like, yeah, nigga, yeah, I did it. It's more like, hey, what's going on? I know who you are. I'm not gonna rock with you. I'm gonna keep moving. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta come in your face and be like, yeah, I'm on top now. I'm the best comedian. Nah, I'm going to be able to look at that person, look at those people, and be like, I hope all is well with you, and really mean it, and keep moving. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah, and that's my goal.
I hate to be the one to break it to you, but we are approaching our 30-minute mark.
And yes, sir.
I behaved myself these whole 29 minutes in about 5 seconds. So you got less than 50 seconds before I go off on the cliff and really tell everybody how I feel tonight. So let's wrap it up.
I'm actually about to get the fuck up off this show because I told you after 30 minutes it started getting weird, bro. So good talking to you tonight, man. Make sure you, if you listen to the podcast, make sure you sharing it. Tell all your friends to check out the episodes. And Twan, can we get a date for the next episode? You want to do it
on a date?
No, I don't mean to say that. Damn, I gotta watch my word choice too. Can I get can you let us know when the next time we're gonna record an episode?
So my plan, and again, I don't want you to move at the drum of my beat. Just like I don't want to move at the drum of yours, but I think. The best way to do it is because my mindset is already in place and already intact on Monday nights. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wit is already there on a Monday night. So I'm usually done with the show by 9:15. And if I have to record anything, 9:30 at the latest. And then we can record our 9:30 to 10.
And we'll drop an episode Tuesday. Yeah.
And that gives you all the time because you're handling most of the lead work anyway. So
yeah.
Once we record, it's on you.
Yeah, and you got 2360, so this is like this is my baby right here. You know what I'm saying? Like the No Bromo podcast. I take care of this for us, so you good, bro. You know
Thank
what I mean?
You.
So every Tuesday, y'all can get y'all a new episode, and then y'all don't forget to listen to watch 2360 on Facebook every Monday at 8:00. Twan, you're doing a great job on that show too, matter of fact. I actually watched the show last week and I didn't say nothing. You know, I was actually